The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Motoring Madness here on Money FM 89.3. I'm Jason Dacey alongside Neil Humphreys as we talk about things to do with the road, to do with motoring and e-scooters. Got a bit of a reprieve over the last few days. We thought that personal mobility devices would be banned. There was a bit of debate in Parliament, but in the end, the Ministry of Transport says it has no plans to ban personal mobility devices, despite calls from some members of Parliament to remove them from footpaths due to the increasing number of reports of accidents to pedestrians. And Neil, this comes as we see bans in other parts of the world, including Paris.
Yes, France have run out of patience. You see, the issue with this, Jason, is that when you throw the word ban around, very emotive, especially in Singapore, because we've got a reputation, we ban everything, right? We've got a reputation for banning everything, and we're often accused of being a nanny state.
Yeah, like no chewing gum
And littering and sort of spitting and so on. So on the one hand, you get calls for a ban, but then you get the other group saying, no, hang on a minute, we're reasonable grown adults, stop nannying us, we can behave responsibly. Now, that's true to a point that 80, 90%, I don't know, whatever the figures are responsible e-scooter riders. But the point is it only takes one or two or three. Mm. These devices, these contraptions, they're too big and heavy and bulky. Mm. And unlike other countries, look, this same week, the government revealed a master plan for how they're going to show that different forms of transport devices will coexist. Walking, cycling, e-scooters, which would be wider walkways and bigger paths. And I'm all for that. But we're not there yet. And as you know, our pedestrian paths in a lot of places are barely a meter wide.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
You often have to give way to pedestrians. Now, you have devices that are traveling up to, they're supposed to do 10 kilometers. We know that's not true.
Yeah.
You only have to step outside. We know that's not true. There isn't the space for vehicles that are that big, that wide, that heavy, doing 20 kilometers an hour. That's where the issue problem is, Jason. Mm-hmm. And this week, I thought TNP, the new paper, did a good story. They interviewed Madame Cassandra Ho, 51-year-old lady. It's all well and good you talking about it and myself talking about it. She's an actual victim. She was knocked down last year in Bishan Park, was hospitalized for 6 days. And she said, I would support the ban. Look, it's all well and good saying they can do this, they can slow down, we can move out of the way. But what if you're old? What if you can't move out of the way quick enough?
Yeah,
it's
not
a coincidence that, unfortunately, two of the more prominent victims have been children and the elderly.
Yes.
Because they don't dart aside
quickly
enough.
They don't know how to react,
And you could say it's a bit emotive, but they published Madame Ho's photographs with her permission. She doesn't look good. I mean, she's got a 3-centimeter long cut on her head. She's got bruises on her hands and elbows, swollen left ankles, swollen right cheek, and suffered a severe concussion. She was in hospital for 6 days.
Mm.
My fear, Jason, I don't know what you think, but my fear is that I suspect, like all things, it's going to need, unfortunately, a serious accident before real action is taken. And nobody wants that.
Yep.
But the law of averages, as long as we're coexisting on paths that are not wide enough or big enough, at some point it's probably going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah. But you know what? I agree. I'm very much anti-e-scooter for a few reasons. One is that I think that they're dangerous. But the second reason is I think it's encouraging people to be, you know, sedentary, lazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're a bit old school, but why not just get a regular, you know, bicycle and, you know, get some exercise rather than go on a motorized vehicle that's going to probably be faster and, you know, create potentially more damage. But the other thing is sometimes when you humanize this you have a different perspective. And I often go jogging at East Coast Park in the morning. As you know, I drop my daughter at the bus and then I go straight to East Coast Park around 6:30, 6:35.
How do you do it?
And I often text you and you're sleeping. But
yes.
But I actually went for a run and then and a lot of times I see people along East Coast Park carrying their kids to maybe Neon Primary School or some of the other ones there at East Coast, whether it's Taunan or whatever, from their HDBs along Marine Parade area. And they, you know, they got a couple of kids on the e-scooter. And I actually saw an old colleague of mine who'd just dropped his kids off and was coming back on the e-scooter on the path. And I'm thinking, yeah, isn't that cute? You know, there he is. You know, he's my old colleague. I waved to him. He waved back. So I'm thinking, well, look, if the e-scooters were banned or from sidewalks or footpaths, it would make it more challenging for him. This was, again, on East Coast Park. That would be okay, I guess.
Yeah.
So there are...
So wider. They've got separate paths.
Yeah, it's wider. And even then, it can be hazardous, as you know.
Mm.
So I'm anti-e-scooters. Let me put it out there. I don't think that personal mobility devices should be terrorizing people on footpaths. And we've spoken about some of the issues that we've both personally had with our families. But... There are – it's a complex issue. It's not as straightforward as we think.
No, because it's like anything. We're not talking about your colleague. We're not talking about the 80% of the people using properly and sensibly. Mm. Look, as we know, the Green Corridor is currently being developed, the old Malaysian-Singapore railway line,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And I'm all for that because as long as they don't disturb the habitat, you're going to have this fantastic green spine that's going to run through the country and will be wide enough – it's already been planned out to have separate paths for cyclists, for joggers, for walkers, and even mobility devices. Mm. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
The idea that a guy living in Woodlands can take an e-scooter or a cycle, bicycle, and use that device to go to work in Tanjong Pagar without disturbing anybody.
That's great.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
That's what it's for. Yeah. That's what it was set up for. It's better for the environment. Mm. You reduce your carbon footprint. You take cars off the roads. You reduce the congestion on buses and trains. That's the ideal that Singapore is heading for. And maybe they'll say, you know, if you want a rainbow, you've got to put up with the rain, darkest before the dawn, break a few eggs to make an omelette, all those. But I don't want to break any eggs. You know what I mean? I just want my omelette. So if we can find a way to have these scooters without breaking eggs, I'm all for it. And look, the government knows this. They're clamping down. But listen to this, Jason. Just in the last 12 months alone, there have been 3,700 offences committed under the Active Mobility Act. So my quick maths, what is that? That's 10 a day, right? That's
over
10 a day. The offences include riding recklessly, riding too fast, and this is the big one, riding devices that do not meet the weight specifications. Now, this is key because the maximum weight is supposed to be 20 kg, but they're pulling over these devices. They're 30 kg, sometimes 40 kg. Now, people say, what's the difference between an e-scooter and a bicycle? It's that. Mm. It's weight.
Yeah.
If you hit me with your little, you know, your nice slimline bicycle, I'm not going to be happy.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a few bruises. I'm not going to be happy.
Yeah.
You hit me with a device that's 35 kg and it's traveling at 25 kilometers an hour.
It's going to do some damage.
I'm hospitalized.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is what's happening. And they're going to keep clamping down. They're going to keep fining. But I don't see a solution in the short term while we have such restricted pathway areas, don't you?
Yep, for sure. This has been our Motoring Madness segment with Neil Humphreys right here on Money FM 89.3.